Table manners are as old as human society itself. The reason being that no human society can exist without them. The active sharing of food, not consuming all of the food we find on the spot, but carrying some back home and then distributing it systematically, is believed to lie at the root of what makes us different from animals. Many animals and birds carry home food for their young until they are ready to find food for themselves. And chimpanzees may even demand and receive small pieces of meat from other adults in their group on the few occasions when they consume meat. However, only humans actively, regularly, and continuously work on the distribution of their food. This activity requires and probably helped give rise to many basic human characteristics, such as social organization, who belongs with whom, which people eat together, language, for discussing food past, present, and future, for planning to get food, and for deciding how to divide it out while preventing fights, technology, how to kill, cut, keep, and carry, and morality, what is a fair share? The basic need of our stomachs for food continues to supply a good deal of the driving force behind all of human enterprise. We have to hunt for food, fight for it, find it, or sow it, and wait for it to be ready. We then have to transport it and distribute it before it goes bad. It is, in addition, easier for us to take food into our bodies when it is chopped, ground, cooked, or left to soften. Civilization itself cannot begin until a food supply is assured. The active sharing out of what we are going to eat is only the beginning. We are naturally selective with our food. That is to say, preference enters into every mouthful we consume. We play with food, show off with it, and treat it with respect or disgust. The main rules about eating are simple. If you do not eat, you die. No matter how large your dinner, you will soon be hungry again. Precisely because we must both eat and keep on eating, human beings have poured enormous effort into making food more than itself, so that it has various meanings beyond its primary purpose of physical nutrition. It has become a useful symbol as well as an art form, and a medium for social activity. Bread, in Western European languages, often means food in general. In our tradition, bread is basic. This is true even in our own day. When people eat far less bread than they used to. And when bread often comes to us from a factory, bleached, overly soft, ready cut, wrapped in plastic. Yet we still expect to have bread on hand at every meal. And bread is still responsible for countless sighs of satisfaction as it has been over the centuries. Because we are human, and because cultural behavior appears in us to be a biological necessity, bread became, and has remained, a deeply significant symbol. A substance honored and sacred. Sharing bread and other foods with friends seems to represent friendship itself, and also trust, pleasure, and gratitude in the sharing. Bread becomes, in its sharing, a symbolic bond which unites us. The Latin word for a companion means literally a person with whom we share bread. Thus, every company, from the Actors Guild to multinational steel, shares in the significance associated with eating together. Food can be shared, avoided, used as a weapon, or as a proof of prestige, stolen or given away. It is therefore a test of moral values as well. Everyone understands exactly what going without food will mean. Food is the great necessity to which we all submit. We also share a similarity in stomach size. No matter how much money we have, there is only so much we can eat. So expressions related to food are numerous and powerful in discussions of morals and art. We speak of greed, taste, and thirst in contexts that seem to have little to do with eating and drinking.